This is a radio Pastor for the Day message by Hank Block for December 2024. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. There are important differences between the offerings recorded in Leviticus. The more closely we examine the different sacrifices, the better we see how it is that no one offering provides a complete view of the perfections and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is only by putting them all together that anything like a proper understanding and appreciation can be formed. Each offering, as might be expected, has features peculiar to itself. And today I would like to impress upon you the interesting place where the sin offering had to be burned. While the blood of the sin offering was poured out within the tabernacle compound before the door of the tabernacle and on or by the altars, the flesh of the bullock was not burned in the same place where the burnt offering, grain offering, or peace offering were offered, i.e. on the bronze altar. In the case of the sin offering, the skin of the bullock and all its flesh, with its head, legs, inwards, and the dung, even the whole bullock, was to be carried to a place outside the camp. It was to be brought to a clean place where the ashes of other sacrifices had been poured out, and there the sin offering was to be burned. We can see this in Leviticus 4:11 and 12. This act is to be viewed in a double way. Primarily, this burning of the sin offering outside the camp expresses the place where the Lord Jesus was crucified outside the camp, that is, outside Jerusalem, the capital city of Judaism. There he was our sin offering. Yes, our sins were borne by the true Lamb of God on the cross of Calvary. This was the reason he came to this earth, to die as the rejected victim, and so doing, became the only Savior of those who will come to him by grace and faith. Secondly, the burning of the sin offering outside the camp expresses the place to which he was relegated by the world that had rejected him. So many people throughout the world have cast him away, refusing to accept that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father but by him. At this Christmas season, is he still rejected from your life? Is there room in the inn of your heart to receive him as a Savior and Lord? Furthermore, as he was crucified outside the Jewish capital city, my question is this: have you gone outside the camp, outside of the organized religions of the world, to bow before the cross of Jesus Christ the Savior? Have you confessed that you are a sinner and received him as your sin offering? If you have not, I plead with you to do so. To discuss this important subject, you may contact me through this radio station or request help and encouragement by calling 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-633-3446. This is Hank Block of Bars Hill Radio Canada. It has been an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.